Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
India continues with the week ending December 6th, 2024. This seems to be a time for tea festivals in India, because gardens have closed for winter. Last week saw the fourth edition of the Folk Tea Festival at Vishwanath Charyali in Assam. Hosted by journalist and farmer Minal Talukdar, the three-day festival invites visitors to pitch tents on the tea estate and experience Assamese culture and cuisine. Later this month, the Darjeeling Police, along with the Gorkhaland Territorial Administration, are organizing a five-day mellow tea festival between the 19th and 22nd. Marathon runners will want to add this to their calendar because both 10K and 21K runs have been planned. The festival also plans to showcase the hill's hiking trails and have listed several trails on their website. In other news, our friends at Young Mountain Tea have launched a fundraising campaign on BeFunder. This is a crowdfunding campaign open to public with starting investments at $250. Those interested can visit the campaign page and read about Young Mountain Tea and their work so far. In its 11-year journey, Young Mountain Tea has developed both ends of tea supply chain in the Kumaon region of the Indian Himalayas. The company has recently completed the construction of a farmer-owned specialty tea factory. With support from USAID, Acumen, Frontier Co-op, and other international partners. In the US, Young Mountain Tea has launched a national distribution partnership and worked with Fortune 500 customers to bring single-origin organic teas to consumers across the country. This round of fundraising is towards investing in sales and marketing resources and to increase the inventory. Lastly, restoration ecologists in the Nilgiris are pushing for reclaiming grasslands from tea. The Nilgiris, long synonymous with tea, is seeing a growing focus on ecological restoration by local activists. The Al Jazeera reported on the view of local conservationists on the negative impact of large-scale deforestation due to tea planting, which has rendered the region vulnerable to landslides and also reduced forest cover, increasing man-animal conflict. The Nilgiris also bears the brunt of heavy tourism and real estate development, which, if left unchecked, could further worsen the ecological balance. The region has been identified by the UN as one of the 8 hottest biodiversity hotspots, but conservationists worry that the vast swaths of green desert has rendered the region very fragile. Last year, the state's forest department announced a plan to plant nearly 60,000 native trees in the region. Ecologists have been removing tea trees from disused farms to plant native seeds. How this impacts tea farmers and how it changes tea cultivation is to be seen.
Produced by Adavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.